Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where are the sound people? Can you help them, please? My sound, Victor, please. So that we'll just get stable sound. Praise the Lord. I bless God for the opportunity and for your passion to receive the Word of God. It's one thing for meetings like this to just come and go and pass, and many people just enjoy the euphoria. But I want you to know that God wants to do more than just give you rhema or give you a new word tonight. Hallelujah. And if your heart is open, you will be mightily blessed. Praise the Lord. I understand that meetings like this have different kinds of people with different kinds of passion and different levels of commitment towards the things of the Spirit. And every time I have the opportunity to take the Word of God anywhere, my first assignment is to impart, if I would say, and for others restore their passion for God and the things of God. Hallelujah. It's not, the Bible says not to cast pearl before swine, because they will not value it and they will trample. And so it's not just to sit down and give us a very nice biblical presentation and motivate us and let us get happy. That's not the goal at all. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Can you hear me? Honestly, I feel there's such a distance between me and you. I wish I could come closer. Hallelujah. So my goal tonight is not just to come and teach, but my goal is to put a hunger in our hearts for the things of God. Hallelujah. If that is not your experience, any other thing we will be discussing here will be a waste. Praise the Lord. I can discern hunger. When I enter a place, I know and I can sense to what degree they are passionate about the things of God, regardless of their levels of revelation. Hallelujah. There is a level of hunger that you must have. There is a frequency. There is a dimension. It's like a meter that measures your hunger, your degree of receptivity. And there are certain levels of God's presence you will never, ever experience. There are certain levels of His hand you may never experience in your life until that hunger takes you to that level. The Bible says, you will seek me and only when you seek me with all your heart. Have you read that scripture before? So you don't just seek God and find Him because you are a Christian. You don't just seek God and find Him because you have become one with Him, as we have been taught. Hallelujah. You seek Him and find Him when you seek Him with all your heart. Now, I know that this is an academic institution, and most, if not all of us here, are students. So, at the back of everything, we just want to graduate, become lawyers. Lawyers, right? Am I right? Barristers and all of that. And but then I want you to know that there is so much more God can do with your life. Say after me, there is so much more that God can do with my life. Say it again, there is so much more that God can do with my life. So open your eyes. Open your ears, then you'll understand. that the Lord is here. Open your eyes. Would you open your ears? And then you'll understand that the Lord is here. That His presence is here. His glory is here. His anointing is here. His wisdom is here. So this is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. And this is your part tonight. Would you open your heart
and open your ears? Let me understand the Lord is here.
Open your eyes. When you open your ears, then you'll understand that the Lord is here, that your presence is here, transformation is here, His glory is here, His wisdom is here. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Of the living God that is able to change and transform. I don't know if we really are ready for what God wants to do in our lives. Let my heart be the temple of your spirit, and let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be a holy habitation where your spirit is pleased. Please walk. With the Spirit, one. like you to pray in 1 minute and cry to the Lord and tell him, Lord, do something in my life. I didn't just come to waste my time. I like you to pray. I know that there are some of us who are just joking around with what we are doing, but I know there are sincere people in this place who came desiring something tangible. Jenda kapaka sete parada balada bos. Shabakata balada bakata pregete balada bakata
shabakata balada bakos pregete bayada bosa ibarada bagada ba.
Change us tonight, take us to another level of grace.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of the glory cover us. there we will rejoice as we clothe in your righteousness. Celebrate. Blessed is he who comes, Baruch Abba, Hashem Adonai, who comes in the name of the Lord. Haribiti Arabata. Hey, I told you to
tell you something. The Holy Ghost is doing something in you. Hallelujah. There is a substitution happening to you. God is reordering your priorities. Where some of you have thrown him down, he's been exalted. Be magnified, O Lord. You are every other thing. Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it come into the heart of any man, what God has in store, not for them that speak in tongues, not for those who are prayer warriors, not for those who have revelation, not for law students. He said, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, it has not come into the comprehension of any man, that which God has prepared for them that love Him. Hallelujah. Oftentimes, our pursuit for God is because of what we want that He can give. The cars, the houses, your degree, your CGPA, a good husband, a good wife. And these things are not wrong in themselves. It's just that there is a law in the spirit that the Holy Spirit remains restless until Christ becomes the focal point of your life. It doesn't matter what else is lifted.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord.
Very simple love song to the
Lord.
Whether He blesses me or not, my allegiance to Him is eternal. House or no house, car or no car. You must get to that point in your life where your love for God is not tied to anything that this life can give. Until you get to that point, you will never experience His power. You can be trapped up in a bunch of religious principles, but you will never experience the authentic power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Tonight God is doing a searching. This is the meeting. Don't worry. If this is all we do this night, is all right. Because the power of the Holy Ghost is strong in this place and God is doing a searching. There is a circumcision that is going on. This is the first thing the Holy Ghost is attempting to do tonight.
I will lay down my idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. Sing, Lord, I will bow, Lord, I will bow to you, to no other God but to you. I will worship you, not the hand that made, but you, Lord.
Here's the part I want you to be honest right now. Lay down your idol.
I will lay down my idol, and thrones I have made, and all that I say.
From the depths of your heart,
seeking you as a precious jewel. Love to give up all we owe. You are my only.
Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your hands.
Of us, for us, this song is a call to restoration of the sincere desire that we had for God. Many of us love God from the depths of our heart, but when certain things started coming, relationship, the quest for CGPA and all of that, you know, these things are encumbrances that can steal away your love and passion. Is so subtle you may not even understand how much the agenda of the King is diminishing in your heart. But as we sing this song one more time, let it be a love connection again between you and your Maker.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek.
Listen to what you are saying.
You are
this is not a special number at all. Seeking you as a precious jewel.
Seeking you as a
has that been the testimony of the journey of your life this year?
Not to give up and be a fool.
You are my only. You're going to sing that line again. You are my strength when I am weak.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, not to give up and be a fool. You are my all in all.
Hallelujah. In my little life, I have seen the futility of pursuit outside of God. I have seen great people become nothing overnight. Are you getting my point? I have seen degrees become like paper in the hands of the holders. I have seen the connection of men fail them. I have seen ladies heartbroken and disappointed. I have seen men disappointed. In my little life, I have seen the futility of any pursuit. Solomon, at the apex of his pursuit, he explored everything from intellect to psychology to horticulture to the knowledge of artistry and prosperity. And here was his conclusion. He said, "This is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." He explored wisdom from end to end, and here was his verdict at the end of his life. Hallelujah. There is something that happens to us in this system that we live in. It's an antichrist configuration. A configuration that drifts us subtly away from the things of the Spirit, away from the things of God. Sincere passion, the quest to make, the quest to find relevance, the quest to have a husband or a wife or to graduate well, the quest to manage the inferiority and the pain of the past. All of these things together have edged many of us out of the sincere passion. And some of us have never even had that passion at once. All that we have had around our life is just an emergency love that is a product of something we desire God to do at that moment in our life desperately. For instance, when your script is not released, I can understand why you can pray from morning till night. When you hear that there is a cause that is threatening a lot of people, it makes a lot of sense to fast and pray.
That's not a sign of spirituality. Any right-thinking person will act that way. Because for many of us, God is one of the many options. Ourselves being another option. Hallelujah. But when you come into His presence, the authentic presence of God, not just a religious gathering, when His presence shows up, the first thing He does is He reveals yourself to you. This is what happened to Isaiah. Although a great prophet, but the Bible says in chapter 6 verse 1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, and the train of his robe filled the temple, a crowd of heavenly worshippers surrounding your throne. We join with them now, crying, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. And this was his testimony.
I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Oh, my eyes have seen the King. He's the Lamb upon the throne who reigns forevermore.
I'd like you to sit down. I will tell you why I do the things that I do.
Lord, I come and I enter the throne room, and I cast myself down at your feet, Lord. You are holy, thou art holy, there is none like you. In your presence, that is where I must be. It's in your presence, that is where I must be. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I'm infecting you with a desire. It's like an infection I'm transferring to you.
Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same.
I assure you at the end of this conference,
your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the
same. Prophesy to yourselves,
my life will never be the same.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you a little story about myself.
I never had a desire to be a preacher. I never had a desire to do ministry. I didn't even know that I was called. I'm not one of those people who organize their lives as preachers. A time just came in my life, I was tired of religion. I was tired of stories from somebody who knows somebody who claims to know somebody who claims to know God. I was tired of a lot of stories from people. I was tired of theological dissertations that had no life and power in it. I saw the sick come and go back sick. I saw the oppressed come and go back oppressed. I saw people who were helpless, and a lot of preachers prayed for them and nothing happened. They went back to the same situation with no remedy. Hallelujah. Yet, I read in my Bible that God did mighty things with men and women who shook their generations. Men who excelled, men who carried the grace and the anointing of the Spirit. And this dissatisfaction began to grow from within me. I could not describe what was happening to me.
I've been captured by a love I can't explain. Now you have me, and I'm forever changed. I've abandoned everything I've ever known, and I surrender. This life is not my own. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you.
My dream was to go to school like any other person and just try to make a meaning out of my life. Probably get a good job. Get married with children and train, raise them. And maybe have a humanitarian foundation and be a blessing to the world. Hallelujah. But my search for God kept me awake day and night. I knew that there was something more. I didn't know what was more, but I knew that there was something more. And this has been the experience of some of you in this place. Not everybody. The moment they share the grace, you start crying and you don't even know why you are crying. You cannot explain to the people the contentions of the Spirit. There is something crying in you, telling you this cannot be it.
It's calling you deeper. Deeper, it's calling you deeper.
And I kept searching, I kept praying. I said, oh Lord, if I don't find you, I will die. This hunger is getting me to a point I may be called a lunatic. What is this passion that you are putting in me? What is this hunger that I cannot explain? I met pastors and they gave me explanations. I knew this was not it. Something in me told me that is a good man, but this is not it. How many of you know that when your heart truly seeks for God, you will know it when you find it? You can come close. You know that, man of God, you have tried, but this is not it.
Hallelujah. Every time I saw people, I sat in church and I saw the coldness. I saw the informality. I saw the nonchalance that believers had. I was amazed. I said, Lord, who taught these people? Who got them born again? What were they taught? The psalmist said, as the deer pants after the water brooks. Are you getting blessed tonight? Am I wasting your time? I'm putting a passion in your heart.
My soul longs and even faints for you.
I'm giving you my testimony.
My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God, for the living God. Incline your ears with trembling and tears of yearning to the throne of grace to seek your face. I'm burning, longing for you. I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
Nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you.
I need you.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
For you satisfy the hunger inside. I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
Nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you.
I need you.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
For you satisfy the longing inside. Ta da 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 da. Ta da da. Ta da da. Ta ta da da da.
Listen, I was never looking for anointing for miracles. I was never looking to see blind eyes open, wheelchairs. I wasn't looking for money. I was not even seeking to be a man of God. There was a desire locked up in my inside. I didn't want to know about God. I wanted to know Him. You know, when we say these things in church, people nod, but truly they do not even understand what they are nodding for. Hallelujah. And I would lock myself for days praying and saying, Lord, I'm not looking for ministry. I just want your presence. I would pray and cry for hours. And I say, Lord, this hunger is taking me where I cannot explain. And if you do not visit me, I may die. Listen, I'm giving you my testimony. And I remember times when I would be worshiping. I hope some of you may have grace to believe what I'm saying. And I would see a literal cloud, a mist, a literal cloud, not some hallucination, would come into my room. The cloud of His glory. And sometimes it would form the shape of a man. I wasn't looking for power. I wanted Him. Because I knew that if I find Him, every other will be found. Hallelujah. I was not seeking to understand principles. I was not seeking to understand church growth principles or academic success principles. Don't get me wrong. All I wanted was Him. Hallelujah. And His presence would come. And sometimes I would not know when time would just pass. It would look like 5 minutes, only for me to open my eyes and see that He's gone 6 hours, 7 hours, because His Shekinah glory. Many of us sing it, but there is such a dimension. You will only seek Him and find Him when you seek Him with all your heart. Many of us have been seeking Him with part of our heart. Hallelujah. Please listen to what I'm sharing. I remember I would go to the dam from morning till night.
I would just sit down there like a madman, crying and studying and saying, Lord, I need to know you. I need to see your power and your glory in my life. I need to see your grace. Jesus, you are not a myth. You are not a legend. There are many of us, if you were born from, you were born in Muslim families, you would never have any desire. The conviction you have now is not enough to have made you a Christian if you were a Muslim. The conviction you have right now about God, if you were a Muslim, it's not potent enough to have made you a Christian. It's only for some of us, we inherited our Christianity because there was no other option. And I sought for his presence like my life. Listen to me. I started seeing the grace of God in my life in fearful ways. I would lock up myself somewhere and I would be praying and fellowshipping with the Spirit. And people would come and a great distance before they would get to me, I would come and see people slain in the Spirit. What was happening, I could not explain. I wasn't looking for power. I didn't even know that there were dimensions of God that could lead to these kinds of experiences. Are you getting my point? I'm showing us where we have been getting it wrong in this our journey of Christianity. The body of Christ must get back into genuine pursuit of God, not the quest for power. There are people who will fast for 1,000,000 years, they will never get certain dimensions of grace. It's not an impartation, it's a reward for walking with the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I kept praying and crying and said, Lord, reveal yourself to me. I had opportunities to begin to bless God's people. I would be talking and people would come and sit for hours and begin to shake under the anointing and begin to have all kinds of experiences. And I'm just talking. I wasn't preaching. I was only communicating to them my thoughts with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I remember in the night when everyone was asleep, I would get a chair and sit and I would be able to look at the sky and I'll just be staring and say, Lord, show me your glory. What did Moses see? What did the ancients see? What did our father see that sponsored their Christianity, that money could not take away that passion, that power could not take away that passion? What did they see? And ladies and gentlemen, one night I was in my room quietly minding my business and His Majesty came into my room. Jesus the Christ, the desire of my heart, that which I live and I will die for. I stopped being a Christian that day and I became an ardent follower of Christ. An ardent follower. And when He stood before me, I knew that Christianity was not a religion, and I knew that many Christians do not even know what they have been called into. He didn't tell me anything. His face was like the brightness of the morning. As I'm speaking to you right now, I still can sense that presence because He's in this place. Hallelujah. And He stood before me and I was lying down like a dead man. I know what Isaiah felt. Jesus the King, and you agree, that died for you, was standing right in front of me. I wouldn't trade him for silver or gold. Look, let me tell you something. When you see him, there is nothing else that will matter in this life. I'm infecting you with a passion that is greater than a nice sermon. that will outlast your stay on this campus, that will outlast your profession. I have seen the vanity of life and pursuit outside of His presence. And all He did was to stretch His right hand towards me. And the Bible says the right hand of God is power. That power that men have died looking for. That power that men go to herbal homes to look for. That power that people try to manipulate for. There was a beam of light that left the person of Jesus Christ and entered me. There is no human way I would have survived that light. It's like taking the sun and putting it inside a human being. That's what happened. Your Bible says the entrance of thy word. What does it give? And there was the word standing, and the light came from him. And from that day till forever, there's something that burns in my spirit that I cannot explain. And everywhere I go, my first assignment is to plant that hunger in the heart of as many who desire. We have two sessions. And while I was on my way here, that was what the Lord was communicating in my heart. He said, now is not just the time for teaching. He wants to draw some of us closer to tell you where you are standing. He needs to draw you to come up higher, to experience certain realities. Forget about trying to look for. It will come. Forget about the issue of prosperity or your troubles. Just seek His presence. Hallelujah. And from that day, I have seen miracles and the grace of God in unprecedented and humbling dimensions. I have seen things I would never have been able to fast and pray for. Every time that majestic presence shows up, all I do is just step back and become a puppet. And His glorious presence finds expression. You can be a nice preacher, but it takes more than words to change people. There is an ability. Just like many of you are sitting down right now, you are surprised at the degree to which you are concentrating and giving me your attention. Because ordinarily, some of us would not. Some of us just have this busyness in our spirits. I want you to know that there is much more than you have seen in Christ. I want you to know that there are dimensions that God can take you, that you will shake this campus, shake your department, shake your faculty. There is something His presence can do to you that will revolutionize your intellect. You will become like a magnet. There is something His presence can do to you that will bring levels of favor that no anointing oil can give you. There is something His presence can do to you that what other people die to get will come to you as a reward.
I love your presence. I love your truth. I love your presence. I love
your truth. The Lord can give you something that will make your generation call you blessed. Hallelujah. He said, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There is something that can come upon you that will make your degree relevant. Without it, your degree can look like a piece of paper. Less than 10% of youth in Nigeria ever get employed within the first 2 years of their graduation. Good students, I'm not talking of bad students. The unemployment rate in the country is alarming. But there is something you can carry that will make a nation look for you. That thing is His glorious presence. Is it making sense to you what I'm sharing with you tonight? There are because as I'm standing here, there are so many things the Lord is showing me. Our first call is not to learn about being royal priesthood. It doesn't take so much to learn about that. But I'm telling you, tonight is a meeting of repentance. The word repent does not mean repent from sin necessarily. It means to turn aside and begin to pursue accurately. Hallelujah. We are going to drop our titles, our qualifications. I'm not asking you whether you have raised the dead. I'm not asking you whether you're on 5 points or you're on probation. At this point, it is not relevant in our discussion. We're going to open up our hearts and we're going to cry unto the Lord and say, search me. There's no pretense about it. Search me. Tonight, there will be a circumcision in the hearts of many people. For many of us, God will cut away associations, cut away relationships. Don't let anybody tell you it does not matter. It does. Absolutely, it does. There is a protocol that makes His presence become manifest in your life. And this has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with religious longevity of getting born again. It has everything to do with hunger. Genuine hunger. I told the Lord, if you never bless me again, I cannot stop loving you. I don't know how to not love you again. There is no feature to undo it in my life again. If it takes away every anointing, if it takes away ministry, if it takes away everything He has made me, I still love Him. My love for God has nothing to do with anointing. Has nothing to do with power. Has nothing to do with a man trying to find relevance or trying to grow in ministry. I care less about those things. I'm telling you sincerely. This is the secret of authentic power. This is the secret of the manifested presence of God. This is the secret of impact. You carry this kind of atmosphere and you step in, you will transform people. There is no degree of hardness that can stand the presence of God. When you truly carry the authentic, I tell you, as soft as I'm speaking right now, these words are breaking some of you into pieces because they come. The Bible says that the word of God is like a hammer. It does something to your spirit. It rattles your theology to its foundation. It brings you to a point where you begin to know and comprehend that He is alive. There are so many students who truly do not desire God. The campus is full of people who love God, but it's amazing. God has become many things to many people. For many of us, God is an errand boy. Go and bring me first class. Go and increase my CGPA for me. Go and make my uncle to visit me. Go and bring me power. Go and bring me a husband. Go and bring me a wife. Jesus Christ, the entire scope, the circumference of our Christian pursuit is centered around needs. And let me tell you, God is more than willing to give you than you are willing to accept. But there is a protocol. His presence precedes all things. That's the only thing that can make you be a billionaire and still love Him like a baby. That's the only thing that can make you be a first-class student and your passion for God is as if you are a pastor. That's the only thing that can make you see a carryover on the board And while people say it's the end of your life, you smile and you say, if I wore a matriculation gown, I will surely wear a convocation gown. God is faithful. How I love to worship you, and how I love to stand for you. And even though it hurts me for every step I take, and even though it pains me for every move I make, but I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you. It's a decision I've made. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. How I love to worship you. And how I love to live for you. And even though it pains me for every step I take, and even though it hurts me for every move I make, I'm determined. I love him. I can never ever do without him. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you, I love you. I can never ever do without.
Simple song, sing after me.
I love you. I can never ever do without you. I love you. Lord, I can never ever do without you. I love you. I love you. I can never ever do without you.
Love you.
Oh, believe. Oh, believe. Are you Lord God on my knees? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. When you get to this point in the spirit, there are many things that will begin to happen to your Christian experience. The first thing that will happen to you is that when you encounter his presence, the true picture of yourself will be revealed to you. Hallelujah. I preached a message called The Evidence of Genuine Intimacy with God. There are parameters. There are indices. Don't just tell us you love God. The Bible did not leave us in confusion. Many people say it's just of the heart. It can be seen.
There are parameters given in scripture. When you encounter the glory, something happens to you. And he said, Moses, take off your shoes. All the experiences that you've had, take it off. For where you stand is holy ground. I'm about to give you a new experience. Your shoe is a symbol of your walk prior to that time. And he said, remove it. Take away everything you have claimed to know about me. I know you are a great man of God. I know you even have a fellowship. You have a church. Take it off. I want to reintroduce myself to you. Hallelujah. For many years, I served the Lord. I preached. I saw miracles, dramatic miracles. But one day, when the Lord showed me the true state of my heart, I was ashamed of myself. I wasn't fornicating or doing this. But there is just something that His presence does for you. That although you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when you see that level of glory, you will say, woe is me, for I am undone. Hallelujah. And from that day, I repented from doing ministry. And I started following God with the whole of my heart.
Let our King be lifted up. Oh, 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 let His name be lifted up.
There are many things we put around our life to keep us in check. Those things become unnecessary when you love the Lord. When you truly love the Lord, the fear of God will come upon you in a way you don't need a preacher to run away from fornication or immorality. It's not about struggling. It's a realm you have risen above. Love has consumed you to an extent that there is something in you that does not belong to this earth realm again. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are certain levels of deliverances that just happen in His presence. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord. That will be my testimony in the secret place. I will say of the Lord. I'm not just going to hear what somebody is saying about somebody, what the person says. I will say, He will give me an experience in that secret place that will give me a name that I will give Him, not a name that Jews gave, that I call the name that is defines the scope of my experience with Him. When they call Him Rapha, it was because they pressed to encounter a dimension. When they called Him Jireh, it was because they pressed. What name will your pressing give God that you will give your generation? What name will your encounter that you will seek God such that you will reveal a dimension of Him that has not been known? Hallelujah. And tonight, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1, it says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us, and then that we should run with perseverance the race that is set. There is a protocol to getting His glory. It's not a gift, it's a reward. The earth is the Lord, the Bible says, and the fullness thereof.
the walls, the systems, and all they that dwell therein. The Bible says, for he has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the sea. And there was a question in the spirit. He said, who shall ascend to the hill? There is a hill where the Lord resides. Not everybody can climb there. He says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Here's the condition. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The Bible says, as a result, he shall receive a reward from the Lord and a blessing from the God of Jacob. And then he says, this is the generation. That means there is a prophetic mandate upon a generation, that a time will come when a generation will genuinely seek the face of God. And I'm glad to announce to you that we are that generation that will seek his face until we get something we can give our generation. I'm charging us because we're entering a session of deep prayers and worship. This is how we're going to start this conference. Deep prayers and worship. And in that there will be a pruning and a circumcision. Are you getting me? Many of us, as a result of this meeting, certain relationships and associations will be broken at once, completely. Some of us, certain habits and the encumbrances that stop us from entering all of these dimensions, for some of us, God will once again become a priority in our lives. He will not become many of the things down the ladder of our soul. He will dethrone everything that is not him until he becomes magnified, until he sits down in that throne.
There's gotta be more than this.
For desperate people do desperate things, and we press in need. There's gotta be more than this.
Listen, I want to ask you a question. What did you come for tonight? What did you come to see? What did you come to experience? Did you just come to see miracles? Did you just come to see a preacher? Did you just come to honor a meeting? Did you just come to communicate your solidarity with something that is godly? Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I understand our time is short. We're going to seriously pray and have some time to cry out our hearts before God. And we're going to tell him that there be a purging and a refining for classroom students. A refining. Remember, we've not said anything about your pursuit. We'll have time to discuss all of those things. Hallelujah. But tonight, we are going to cry. God desires you. He desires your heart. He desires everything about you. Everything. Tonight, we are going to lay down every Isaac. Many of us have been giving God Ishmael. Tonight you must give him Isaac. The day you give God Isaac, you will know this is Isaac. Hallelujah. Rise up on your feet. Praise the Lord. In the next few minutes, I don't know how you are going to pray. I don't know how you are going to cry to God. Hallelujah. But I just want us to enter a phase of prayer and deep worship. Forget about class one right now. You are alone with God within the next few minutes. Some of us, you need to talk to God and say, Lord, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. My soul longs after you. Drop titles, preacher. I know you have raised the dead. I know you have healed the sick. Some of you are powerful people. Some of you have excellent academic standing. That's not what I'm asking tonight. You are going to cry to the Lord from the depths of your heart and tell him, Lord, take over. If there is any part of my life that has not been totally surrendered to you, take it tonight. Break as you're praying, God is going to be giving us instructions. Many of us, our associations must leave us this night. Lift your voice and begin to cry to him.
I need you. I need you, Lord. For nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you. I need you, Lord. For you satisfy the longing inside. I need you. For nothing, no place, no else will do. I need you. Say da 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 da. Nothing, no place, no one else will do. I need you. Say da 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 da. Say da 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 da. Say da 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 da.
Come on, cry, cast off.
I need you.
Are you crying? Go ahead and cry. Say, Lord, I'm not pretending it again. I love you, but I do not think I desire you that much. I'm not going to lie tonight. I'm not hiding it. Please mean it from the depths of your heart.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, Most High. I truly hear you, Most High. I hear you, Most High.
Keep praying. I desire you more than life itself. You have my heart. You have my life.
Come on, press from the depths of your heart.
Da 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 da
I surrender. Totally healed. Make sure you're praying. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, it all belongs to you. Belongs to you. There is a circumcision happening. Belong to you. Come on, sing it one more time. My heart,
my mind, my soul belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
Seta kapakata bakam ratekede.
La barada bakos shenge bregede ba. I parado se palia da bakos bregede bakap bregede bongre di la bosa. Mam preteste palia da bakap bregede bosa palia da ba.
The bregede. Goodness, I tell you, there is a mighty circumcision that is going from this place all around your campus. You're coming to the end of yourself. You're losing confidence to gain the excellency of His presence. Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. I have touched the end of myself. Hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. So take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah.
I come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. We have come to the end of ourselves.
Hallelujah. Please listen to me, everybody. Hallelujah. There are a few people in this place. God is going to separate them
and they will enter certain dimensions. Oh, listen, I want you to walk with me now. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. No, let me use it. I think it's working. Hallelujah. Glory of God is here. I see the angels of God walking across this place. So many of them. You're standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. Now listen. The Lord is instructing me. There are some of you that you will be called deeper into the presence of God. Not everybody, but a few people are going to be separated in a mighty way. And He will use you in a mighty way. This is what we'll just do. I have a few minutes. It's going to be a mighty call and a separation and an impartation. Please rise up on your feet. I'm going to pray for you. Strings. I tell you, there are so many angels in this place right now. So many angels. So many angels. He's Shekinah. And I see them holding bowls of fire. The angel of the Lord. They are about to separate. Spirit of the living God. Now listen, I'm going to pray for you. As I pray for you, there will be mighty angelic activities in this place. They have ushers, right? There are some of you, the power of God is going to come in a mighty way upon that separation, that fire. It's an encounter you will never recover from. And for those people, they're going to come out right here. Thank you, Jesus. More love, more power. In my life, love, more power, more you. In my life, now listen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to count three. And I want you to lift up your hands at the count of three. With all your might, I want you to shout the name Jesus. For some of you, as soon as you shout that name, there will be an effulgence of the life and the power. The unction of the Spirit will come. There is a separation that God is doing tonight. And this is all. There is so much hunger in this place. Not everybody, but there are people that truly desire an encounter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your hands, everyone. Please lift your hands unto God from the depths of your heart. See the rain of your love, see the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. All right, now I see the wind of God. At the count of three, with all your might, I'd like you to shout the name Jesus. The angels of God will begin to move as soon as that name is called. And the fire of God will be imparted on many of us. Are you ready now? At the count of three. One, two, three. Mountains of the Spirit, be up. Lamps of the Spirit, be on. I ignite your spirit with fire. I ignite your spirit. Let the wind of the Spirit blow. Let the fire
of the Spirit. Separate man. Separate man. Separate man. Prophetic encounter. Prophetic. I command prophetic encounter. Touch your lips. Touch your hands. You are in for an experience you will never recover from. Never. Experience will burn like fire across this campus. I came to plant a fire of revival. Set this campus on fire, O God. Let an activity of the Holy Ghost begin in this campus. My God, I pray. Lift your hands again, everybody. Lift your hands again. I see prophetic mantles falling at the count of three. Prophetic mantles. One, two, take it now, take it. I have to say, eyes be open.
Is the realm of your glory. Is the realm of your grace. I can see your mighty power moving in this place. We're in the presence of angels with God's glory on the wing. I like the voice of many waters. I can hear the angels sing. You are holy, holy. You are holy, holy. You are holy. You are holy. Da da da, da da da. Thank you, Jesus.
there is a dimension higher than what you have seen before. There is a level greater than what you have walked in before. And the Spirit of the Lord is calling you deeper tonight. University of Ibadan, the Spirit of the Lord is calling you. I have come with an apostolic mandate to set fire upon this campus. And within these 2 days, there will be encounters that will release men. Men will be released into dramatic levels. For I see a new fire that will be rising upon this campus. The Spirit of the Lord shows me a revival that will begin. It will be mighty. Men of understanding. Men who will begin to walk with the Spirit. Once upon a time, if the fire of revival came, but pride and immorality killed it, said the Spirit of God. But he said, one more time, I am visiting this campus. And he is coming with great fire. Coming with great grace. Coming with great grace. Coming with great grace. Coming with great grace. He's going to be raising mighty men. Mighty men. Mighty men. David will arise. Many prophetic worshippers are going to arise. Even from this campus, so the Spirit of the living God. Many people are going to walk in levels of power and levels of grace. You will see my glory even as it arises from within you. Your weaknesses will be swallowed up by a new level of grace, saith the Spirit of God. Your weaknesses will be swallowed up by a new level of grace.
Holy, you are holy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Please listen. For whatever it is, please do not miss tomorrow's meeting. There's no time to pray for the sick right now. I see lots of people who are sick, lots of people who need to be delivered. Hallelujah. And there are some of you, you have prayed, some of you, your academic standing is not your fault. It's a demonic thing. The Lord has sent me. And in the name that is above all names, we are to be settling some things between today and tomorrow. I'm going to take time to teach tomorrow. Please, if it is permitted, allow other people who are not class 1 people to come. I am begging on behalf. Where is the president? President, where are you? Is that okay? Please. What God is doing in this place is beyond class 1. Are you getting my point? There is a fire that God is going to be igniting here. As many people, I don't know what the venue will be tomorrow. Even if you are going to stand on the gate, please stand. This is not just some publicity gimmicks. Come early and sit down. I'm going to be sharing with you something. Something powerful. And God is going to be doing mighty things. Hallelujah. There are lots of things that God has revealed to me, but I cannot communicate right now. I'll just minister to one person and then that's all. My time is up. I have to work with the time. Tomorrow I hope that we are going to have enough time. Grace, who is Grace? Grace, 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 come quickly. You're wearing black veil. Grace, she's wearing a black, like you tied your head with a black veil. Come. Do you know me? Have you ever seen me? Isaac. I'm hearing the name Isaac. Who is Isaac? Isaac. There is a gentleman here called Isaac. You are wearing a white shirt inside, before your main shirt. Who is that? You are wearing something white. This is it. Can you see the white shirt here? Inside. Shebalaka denda krosataligra badasilakaya. We're in the realm of your glory. We're in the realm of your grace. Lord, we see your mighty power moving in this place. There is a lady right now. The power of God is going to come upon her and she's going to shout. It's a loud shout. It's going to happen right now. When that happens, let the lady come out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your word go forth. Let your power locate that person. The power of God is going to come upon a lady in a dramatic way. In a dramatic way, when that happens, please.
It's going to be a loud shout. Loud. Bring her.
We're in the presence of angels with God's glory on your wings. And like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. You are holy. You are holy.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow, some of you are going to carry this anointing you see today. Not everybody. Oh. There are some of you that will carry this thing. Not everybody. I'm not. This is not just entertainment. There are some of you, God brought you here. There is a walking. Some of you do not even know you are the ones. But you will be turned into another man tomorrow. Turned into another man tomorrow. This lady's shout, the Bible says in the season of Jubilee there will be a restoration, and her shout was a prophetic shout to this campus that there is going to come an academic restoration. Listen, there are many students. I see a lot of victimization, and there will be dramatic restoration. It's going to be by the finger of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My dear, the Lord is going to visit your family. Huh? Where is your mother? Your mother. Your mother is at home. I want you to tell your mother. Huh? Do you know me? Have we ever met? I want you to tell your mother that a major breakthrough is going to come into the family. That this is what the word of God said. When it comes, you will know it is it. You believe that? God bless you. My brother, you may look ordinary, but God is going to do mighty things with your life. Are you getting my point? Look at me. Father, use him. Ignite him right now with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let a fire come upon you that will ignite you to do mighty things. You will teach the word with power. You will teach the word with grace. You may look weak, but forget about your weakness. It is in your weakness that his strength is made perfect. There are many things that have gone wrong in your life, but in this season, God is bringing order. God is bringing a lot of order in your life. A lot of order. A lot of order in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of order is coming into you.
Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name.
Hallelujah. We'll see tomorrow, but I want to use the opportunity to thank everyone again for inviting me. It's not a right, it's a privilege. I thank God. I want to thank all the leaders, the leadership of the chapel, the leadership of Class Fund. God bless you. We'll see tomorrow, and the Lord increase you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are clapping for Jesus, please. A loud applause for Jesus. Hallelujah. We are clapping for Jesus. We are clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of us have been blessed tonight? Please don't go yet. I want to join the man of God to beg you. 5 p.m. tomorrow, SUB foyer. Don't miss it for anything. It took us favor. Serious, I'm speaking from depths of sincerity now. I'm amazed at how Apostle Selman came to this. Hallelujah. It took us, I don't understand the favor that we had. Less than 3 months, we contacted him from Kaduna. No connection, nothing. And he decided to come from Kaduna to Ibadan. Please, I beg you in the name of God. If you can invite as many people as possible,